ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। डिफरेंट सीकर्स हैव डिफरेंट प्रॉब्लम्स एंड दे ट्राई टू सॉल्व देम इन देयर ओन वेज। यू शुड बी वेरी क्लियर व्हाई यू कम हियर। इफ यू ट्राई to solve your individual problems, life will come to an end and the problems will not come to an end. If one problem is solved, you will find two, three or more than that waiting you. The very purpose of your arrival here is to understand yourself and understand the basic problem which is there with everybody. In that connection, today I am trying to give to you certain steps. The first very important step for your evolution is not to do things which are prohibited, which are wrong things. I would not advise you to do the good things. I advise you not to do the bad things. This is a point which you should be very clear about. Anybody trying to make oneself virtuous becomes egoistic if even one virtue one feels to acquire. By doing something good, you feel you are better than others. By avoiding bad things, there is no credit. What is there in that? You are not doing what you should not do. For that, no government is going to give you any medal. You are not doing what you should not do. And this is a very important thing. Observe your own self. Observe your own habits. And then try to see what are the bad things in you. You can even make a chart for that. You can write down, these are the bad habits in me. And then you have to give them up. I can only show you the path. I cannot walk for you. Nobody can. That you have to walk yourself. I can only guide, suggest, help in some ways. But the reformation in your personality, you have to bring about yourself. And when you find unable for that, then I said, pray to God. Finding a weakness and then inability to cope with it, inability to remove it, also makes you less egoistic. The ego goes away because you find you are unable to remove even a thing which you find as bad in you. In this way, step by step, new aspects of your personality will come to you, will be open to you. That is the way. Many people pass their whole life in making new buildings, in purchasing new cars, in trying to have more and more money, That is, they try to improve their outward circumstances. But very few people try to improve themselves. And that is the real importance of following a spiritual path. To construct a new house is not that much difficult as to reconstruct your own self, your own personality. And human life is meant for that. There have been great men in the history of mankind who decided to reform themselves, to improve themselves, and they succeeded. If you happen to read the autobiography of Mahatma Gandhi, one of the greatest men born in this country, you will find how he was himself having many weaknesses in the beginning. And then, through resolution, willpower, and practice, he removed those bad habits and he became one of the greatest men of modern times, now known as the father of the nation here in India. This is the history of all great men. Greatness is acquired step by step. You have to give your time and energy to that. In one of my discourses earlier, I tried to explain to you, to those I mean who were here at that time, the difference between desire and need. Desires are endless. Needs can be counted. They are limited. They are limited needs of human beings. After the basic needs are met, one should devote one's time for self-improvement. So the division, the distinction between desire and needs is very necessary. Do only those things which are very essential for you and cut out the non-essential. There are many things which can be avoided in life, many things. If you will see, you will find them in your own life. If we have money, we go on purchasing articles. We develop a habit of shopping without reason. One thing after another thing like that. In the same way, a very bad habit and dangerous habit is about eating. I see people eating in the house just like goats grazing there in the ground. Whatever they get, they put in the mouth without caring whether there is appetite or not. One biscuit from this corner, another chocolate from that corner, and then going from one room to another, and there also one candy here. What are you doing all this? Think about it. These are small things but very important things. By the details given by seekers in their forms, I see not a very good majority of you even do the physical exercise every day. That should be done. Some time should be found out for that. Not many are regular in meditation. These are small things. But these small things make a big life. Big things are made not by big affairs, by big efforts, but by small things. In the same way, one very important thing is the question of relationship. Everybody wants that others should have consideration for him or her. One does not want to have consideration for the feelings of others. Everybody expects others should consider my feelings. Why? We have to discipline our own emotions, our own ideas. We have to crush our own ego and then try to learn how to cooperate with others, live with others, accommodate with others, forget and forgive the faults, the mistakes committed by others. See good things in others and see bad things in our own self. That attitude has to be there. This will help every one of us. You cannot change the world, but you can change your own self. And you are meeting the new world every day. Even if you happen to change somebody someday in some matter, next day you find another guy of a different temperament. But if you start having control over your own ideas and passions, emotions, then you start becoming immune to any attack on you from the external. In the same sequence, I would emphasize the importance of reading some spiritual literature every day. Make it a habit. As you have the habit of eating every day, and some of you have the habit of meditation every day, have the habit of having company with good literature, particularly spiritual books, the authentic ones, by realized persons every day. And in that respect, my suggestion is regular reading of Bhagavad Gita will definitely help you. Take a verse, try to understand it, try to read some good commentary on it, and then try to apply the essence of that verse to your own life. These were certain points today in my mind. Some of them may appear disconnected, but there is a connection between them. They all point out to the development of your inner personality. There is not much theory in true spirituality. It is all a matter of practice. Because after everything is said and done, remember, the day will come when there will be no breath in the body. Death comes. Everything will be left here. Everything. Except the quality of the inner being, the quality the soul has acquired, the improvement the soul has made, the subtle body. Those impressions go with us. Nothing except that. So try to lead a very sincere life. Not necessarily a serious life. Sincerely, sincere life, but not serious life. It's not necessary. Sincere life with a smile.